Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. And tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The beginning of this Easter scene rings true for me. The first sentence is so familiar, with the women going to visit the grave of their executed rabbi. It is what we would expect after the pain and loss of Good Friday. These two women are going to pay respects, walking to a sealed-off tomb. Though drenched in grief, the scene is also safe, predictable. Death is contained in the tomb. It was horrible what happened, but it has all been cleaned up now, tucked away. Now the women simply need to go through the motions of grieving and lay their flowers on the stone that shields them from death and the obscene injustice they've just experienced. This scene rings true for me because I know the safe, somewhat easy pull to hole up inside a self-made tomb. As many of you know, my daughter went through a prolonged season of illness this winter. She's fully healthy after 3 months of long but not serious illness. And through my frustration and fear, I jumped into control mode. I'm embarrassed to confess to you that there were schedules and spreadsheets up on the wall, medical alerts on my phone, and pages of instructions written to anyone who came to care for her. Even though it was miserable, it was safe. Predictable somewhat, holing up in the house and focusing on nothing but getting better, attempting to control what was never within my control anyway. Sometimes our tombs are just easier. Yet here we are on Easter morning. We know that the death-filled tomb is not where the story stops. And just when this scene from Matthew's gospel feels all predictable and gloomy, everything changes. Now you need to know something about this gospel writer, Matthew. If Matthew were alive today, he would be writing scripts for major action films because his storytelling style means weak dialogue, but action-packed scenes. And it doesn't matter that the dialogue's pretty weak, the movement's what we came for anyways. So of course, in this resurrection scene, the quiet graveside literally bursts open with an earthquake. The whole earth is trembling at the prospect of resurrection. An angel appears and sits on the tomb, and the guards pass out of fear and shock. And then this otherworldly, angelic being rolls away the giant boulder and says to the woman, "Take a look, he's not here." Death has not won. Predictability, be gone. Containment and confinement are not the ways of our God. Everything is broken open. The earth is trembling. The women stand strong. The tomb is empty. The scene is sensational and dramatic. with the reach of the resurrection reaching cosmic levels. It is all good news. So why do we hear twice, "Do not be afraid"? First, the angel says it to the women, and then the risen Christ appears to them on their run back to Galilee, and he says, "Do not be afraid." Why would our freshly risen Lord, God of heaven and earth, the one who has just defeated death, be addressing the fear of two women? Our God is so good, in that as massive and as cosmic as the power of the resurrection is, the promises of God, of grace and life for us, are given to us, the frightened, doubting, broken children of God. The angel and Jesus speak to our humanity, knowing that even though there are now triumph and miracles, there's still the human experience of fear and loss. Today, Easter services around the world will mirror the tone of Matthew's gospel with high drama. Bold, brilliant music is filling our sanctuary, high liturgy, new Easter dresses and freshly pressed shirts abound. We raise the bar on this celebratory day, just as the gospel writer Matthew would have wanted it. But could we also make space in our Easter Sunday to hear the words of the angels and Jesus, to allow the promises of the resurrection to not only be big and dramatic, but also be for us? What if Easter were not all about the loud music and the fancy brunches and your Easter finest? What if the risen Lord were showing up in your life? If you could hear the words, "Do not be afraid," what tomb would burst open? What stone could you roll away? Ruminating on the image of a stone rolled away brought to my memory a church I once visited in Baltimore, Maryland. This Lutheran church is located in the zip code which holds the most homicides per year in our country, almost all of them being drug-related. The people of the church got tired of their parking lot being used for drug sales, and they were tired of the corners of their church block not being safe and welcoming. So they had that natural human reaction: make the locks tighter, make their church seemingly safer, more predictable, more tomb-like. Of course, nothing changed. No new life was moving in that church, and the hostility of the neighborhood was only rising. And then the Spirit of God began to move in that place, and the people of the church felt like maybe they could be brave and roll away the stone and respond with love to their neighbors, and love even to the drug dealers, and they started moving. This little Lutheran church partnered with NA, Narcotics Anonymous, and began hosting meetings in their basement. The once-a-week meeting quickly filled up, so it went to 2 to 3, and they now welcome 800 people dealing with substance addiction in their neighborhood. New life being birth includes labor pains. The power of the resurrection is never all easy or all good. We live in the tension of great joy and fear, just as those women did at the tomb on Easter morning. It's true in Baltimore. The deals still happen on the corner. The unthinkable is all too common in that zip code. Yet the people of God now have a voice too. The presence of NA empowered the church to begin an after-school program, and that church continues to be a witness to what new life can do. I recently heard someone say, "We are an Easter people living in a Good Friday world." For a split second, that sounded right to me. The world out there seems pretty dark and cruel. But then a truth hit, and I knew that statement is alienating and, quite frankly, wrong. I'm not that good. I'm not sure any of us are so good and righteous that we would place ourselves in the place of glory of Easter morning and leave the rest of the world on Good Friday. If we are an Easter people, It is because of what Jesus has done. And if Jesus has raised us up on the brilliance of this sunny Easter morning, hasn't Jesus also promised that for the world? We are not an Easter people living in a Good Friday world. We are God's people living in God's world. The world is not stuck on a perpetual loop of Good Friday. If we want to cast the world aside, outside our church doors, then we are the ones living without hope. God is alive. Our Savior reigns. And that astounding, shocking, miraculous news is for the whole of the world that God loves, and it is for you today. Sisters and brothers in Christ, do not be afraid. For our Savior is not in the tomb. God's great love has once again shaken the earth, so we need not stay in the tomb either, but we can step out in faith and hope. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.